The walk to Emmaus. Now on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was still alive. Some of those who were still with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead, and as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found that the 11 and their companion gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he had appeared to Simon." Then they were told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in breaking of the bread.
Zacchaeus. Jesus was going through Jerusalem through Jericho, where a man named Zacchaeus lived. He was in charge of collecting taxes and was very rich. Jesus was heading his way, and Zacchaeus wanted to see him. He wanted to see what he was like. But Zacchaeus was a short man and could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree. When Jesus got there, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. I want to stay with you today." Zacchaeus hurried down and gladly welcomed Jesus. Everyone who saw started to grumble, "This man Zacchaeus is a sinner, and Jesus is going to eat with him." Later that day, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "I will give half of my property to the poor, and I will now pay back 4 times as much to everyone I have cheated." Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today you and your family have been saved, because you are a true son of Abraham, the Son of Man came to look for and to save the people who are lost. Amen. As David reminded you at the beginning of the service, this is the 28th anniversary of Welcome Break. So let me start by thanking Vic for my inviting me to share in this service. For 28 years, the team, past and present, of Welcome Break have been opening the church to whoever comes to share time together, to listen to talks, to sing songs and hymns, to share cake and biscuits, and to have tea and coffee together. For many of the people who have come over those 28 years, that afternoon has been the only time they have shared fellowship and conversation with others. And so we say to the team, those that have gone before and those now, well done, thou good and faithful servants. A slide will come up on the wall. It says that it is said that there are 3.6 million older people living alone in the United Kingdom, of which nearly 2 million are over the age of 75. It's also reported that over 500,000 over 60s only speak to someone once a day, and another 500,000 do not speak to another person for 5 days. A recent survey found that young people under the age of 25, are lonelier more often than the elderly. This suggests that there might be 10% of the population of the United Kingdom experiencing loneliness at this moment in time and beyond. There are many causes of loneliness: bereavement, physical infirmity, mental illness, trauma, conflict, breakdown in relationships within family, and between husbands and wives, and between children and parents, between workers and their company for which they work. What about you? Are you one of the lonely, one of the traumatized, one of the bereaved, one with physical or mental disability, or a suffering conflict at this moment in relationships? We'll listen now to part of a song by Marilyn Baker, a blind Christian songwriter and singer. Our two readings today identify Jesus interacting with two situations in which having a break sought to help someone isolated in the community. Zacchaeus, Luke 19, verse 5. Zacchaeus, I want to stay with you today. And those who are bereaved, the bereaved on the road to Emmaus, Luke 24, verses 30 and 31. Jesus sat down to eat. He took bread. He blessed it and he broke it, Then he gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. How often would you hope that Jesus would make himself known to you by the power of the Spirit and release you from your isolation or your grief? The interesting thing is that when we compare those two readings, we find that in one, the invitation was given by Jesus. And in the other, those who wanted to care for him himself. With Zacchaeus, we find that Jesus looked up into the tree and he called him by name. Those who are lonely often have no one to call them by name. But he didn't just say Zacchaeus. He said, hurry down. I want you to stay with you today. Jesus recognized the urgent desire of Zacchaeus to see Jesus. But Jesus also identified that he had a greater need. In the case of the two on the road to Emmaus, they invited Jesus to stay. After a 7-mile walk, which probably took 2 hours, at the end of a distressing weekend, they also, I suggest, desired company other than their own. They too were emphatic. They begged him to come into their house at the end of the journey. Furthermore, Jesus, having talked with them, knew there was unfinished business to be enacted. And so he accepted the invitation. For welcome break, some who attend have received the invitation in the notices or from someone they know. Or they've heard about it and so invite themselves out of interest or simply to fill time and have a drink. What is important is that when they arrive, they are welcomed and cared for and given the opportunity to reveal their needs. When I arrived to speak at Welcome Break, not this year, but last year, David, I was welcomed by somebody on the door. This morning when I drew up, George welcomed us into the community of the church here. I want you to put yourself in the place of Zacchaeus. You'll notice that he's up a tree, as the reading says. And look at Jesus' finger. He's bidding him to come down. You're a tax collector and you've been cheating the people for years, and so you're shunned by the community. He really wanted to see Jesus, but the crowd were in the way, and to make matters worse, he was so small he had to climb a tree to see. A number of years ago, I used to take a young man to the football. He was small in those days. And often he couldn't see. So what did I do? I put him on my shoulders. Sometimes he became too heavy and he was jumping up and down too much, especially when Ipswich were scoring goals. And so the man next door to me said, I'm only a Liverpool supporter, but he can come on my shoulders. Have you ever had to climb a mountain to be seen? That was Zacchaeus' predicament. He was important, and yet he humbled himself to climb that tree. And he had his reward, because Jesus accepted his invitation. If Welcome Break were to have a symbol for what they do, there would be these two elements: a cup of tea or coffee, and a biscuit or a piece of cake. And it's interesting that, having had the food, we hear that sometime later, Zacchaeus stood up and said, I want to confess my sins. I've stolen. I've misused my position. I will give half of my property to the poor and will now pay back four times as much to everyone I have cheated. I like the concept of the gap, because Jesus talked with him and Zacchaeus absorbed the message he received. We don't know what it was. But then Jesus reinforced his view and position, because he said, after Zacchaeus had confessed and made his offer, today you and your family have been saved. The Son of Man came to look for and to save people who are lost. I wonder how many people over the years who've come to Welcome Break have felt lost until they heard the word from the people who were leading Welcome Break. Now put yourself in the situation of the two disciples that we read about in our first reading. They were stricken with grief and disbelieved. Then this man appears by their side. But we are told that God prevented him being revealed to them as his son, Jesus. And he started talking with them. And he said, you know, what are you talking about? And they were affronted. Do you not know what happened in Jerusalem? Are you the only one who doesn't know? And Jesus, although he had been the center of what had been happening, asked them to explain. So they did. People who are grieving need the opportunity to explain how they feel and why they are reacting in the way in which they reacted. Jesus knew this. He didn't need large books of psychology. He knew that people's hearts needed to be opened and liberated of the psychological burdens that were weighing them down. However, when they explained, Jesus said, you don't understand what was happening, do you? And he went on to explain about his ministry and why he was to suffer to die and rise again. But they still didn't recognize him. And then they're nearing their home. It's the end of the day, 2 hours walking, 7 miles. And so they urged him to stay when he attempted to go off. And Jesus sat down and he took some bread, which wouldn't have been soft like the bread from the Co-op or Sainsbury's, but would have been unleavened. It would have been hard. But in the breaking of the bread, they at once knew who he was. It's interesting that when David planned the service, I only talked to him about one hymn, and the hymns that he chose, one of them said, and their hearts burned. And these two men experienced the power of the Holy Spirit within them. Did our hearts not burn within us when he explained the scriptures to us? And within the hour, they had returned to Jerusalem. That would suggest that they ran the seven miles in less than 35 minutes. Not only were they spiritually reinvigorated, but they were physically reinvigorated by having experienced the presence and the teaching of the Saviour. For the team at Welcome Break, I would suggest they do not only wish to support those who attend and where possible assist them to deal with their loneliness and underlying problems. But their care and action, they are being the hands, the feet, and the voice of the Saviour. During his ministry, it is recorded that Jesus welcomed people of all shades of society, the rich, the poor, the religious, and those who did not believe, those marginalized by disease and sin. He rescued many from loneliness, isolation caused by illness, greed, attitudes of society, failure, loss of self-esteem, and sin. But he also received invitations to meals with a whole range of peculiar people in society. But he also fed others and his followers. He identified people by name and he talked to them. Welcome Break does this through the team on behalf of the church, but on a personal level, do we offer welcome, drinks and food to others outside our own circle of friends and family? Do we allow people to talk about and through their problems? Do we invite Jesus to our table by giving thanks to him for the food he has provided? He is there with you at that table, in the breaking of bread. Are we willing to talk to others about their faith in Christ in our everyday conversations? And do we love others as much as we love ourselves?